Music was a big part of growing up. Starting in the fifth grade, I started playing saxophone. I listened to everything from classical music to the pop, the country, the rock of the day. I first started to notice a loss in my hearing in my late teens, probably about 18 years old. Once I got into late 30s, early 40s, music appreciation and understanding had gotten to the point where I just couldn't even listen to music anymore. I couldn't understand it. So 2 weeks after the surgery, I go back to the audiologist. The audiologist put everything together, and she told me that she was getting ready to turn them on. And she said that once she turned them on, she would let my wife speak first. The audiologist wanted to make sure that the first sound I heard was my wife. Unfortunately, I probably upset my wife, because once they turned on the processors, the first thing my wife said was, "I love you," but I couldn't really understand what anybody was saying. And then slowly, I heard a word, and it's like I understood that. And then I picked up another word, and then another, and then it all started falling into place. The only thing was, it wasn't a natural sound. Everything to me sounded very robotic. I tried to explain it as if you'd ever listened to Styx growing up, their song Mr. Roboto. That's what it sounded like. I have heard people tell me that the first voices they heard sounded like Mickey Mouse on helium. I've had others say that everything was Donald Duck. Even had one gentleman tell me that everybody that spoke sounded just like Darth Vader.
The ability to destroy a planet is insignificant.
To me, that would be really cool, but I had the robots. I do remember coming out of the audiologist's office, and there was a tree, and I couldn't figure out what I was hearing. My wife happened to be with me at the time, so I asked my wife, "What am I hearing?" And she said, "Describe it." So I did the best I could on describing it, and she just pointed at the trees. She said, "Well, just look up. It's the birds." And I actually stood there for a couple minutes watching the birds chirp, sing, because I don't think I'd actually heard birds since my early 20s. So to be able to hear that again was really, moving, emotional for me. I actually was rather anxious about listening to music. Voices weren't perfect yet, and I was really kind of afraid, if I turn music on, am I going to be completely disappointed? And I would say it was probably a couple months after the processors were turned on that I actually sat down to try to listen to music. It was a struggle at first. I couldn't distinguish a guitar from a drum. They all sounded the same. And then I thought, maybe I'm just trying to listen to music that's too complex. So I backed way up and went to very simplistic music. And the song that actually came across and I could understand the vocal and the instruments, this really dates me. Love, love. The Beatles' Love Me Do. It's just a simple three-chord song. The percussion is very simple. It's a nice, easy song. And I knew at that point that music can come back.
Love me do, oh, love me do.